At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
We are, again, live at Ruhlman's Steakhouse here in Ashland, Highway 6. Oh. Mike Schaefer's in the building for the first time in a few months. Good to see him back for a free steak in the morning. We love having Schaefer here. By the way, got to mention again that the Schaefer Hour is sponsored by our friends at Ben Spurk, Farm Bureau Financial Services. You can call Ben. I got the number wrong the first time. 402-217-9945. Again, the number for all your insurance needs. Ben Spurk, Farm Bureau Financial Services, 402-217-9945. He's a proud sponsor of the Mike Schaefer
Wonder who's here. Getting those other calls.
Would like some insurance?
That's Ben Spurk here. I had the wrong number.
Wrong number.
I'll try that again. He's a good man.
Hit it one more time, Jake.
The number, 402-217-9945. Ben Spurk of Farm Bureau Financial Services. Here for all your insurance needs. We'll get to Bill's Thrills in a second. I want to ask a question before that. Because we got to get a football question before Bill's Thrills. Schaefer, I want to know about David Sanders Jr. Was Nebraska close to getting him, or is Tennessee always the leader in that clubhouse for that?
For me, it kind of always felt like Tennessee was out in front. The question I guess I sort of have is, was Nebraska ahead of Ohio State at the end? If Nebraska starts off 7-0, Tennessee struggles a little bit, is a door open there? I think they put their best foot forward in that recruitment. Obviously, they had him out a couple different times. He's got the connection with Dylan Raiola. You wait and see if this is a thing that maybe comes back around either at the end of the cycle, like it did with Dylan last year, or potentially even in the transfer portal in the future. I think they built strong relationships with that family. I think they made Nebraska a place that they were at least intrigued by. But I think it was always going to be hard to beat out Tennessee with the proximity and everything else they had going on for it.
Did you get involved with this? Because you landed Grant Briggs.
You did.
No, I did not.
Did you get involved
Grant
Briggs in this?
It was not. I was never involved.
Was that an issue?
Never involved in the David Sanders.
Just want to know, because Grant Briggs, you landed. Has he been out to the house for dinner at all?
No, he hasn't. We haven't really gotten together since Logan.
Yes, because you were there you went there like every 3 days.
Yeah.
And thank you.
Taught him how to be a drum major.
Yes.
When he would do that during the middle of his football game. Yeah.
Incredible. The other thing, the Renaissance man, Phil. He's in a 14-piece band that he organized, and he also invented Gallup. Let's not forget that. He's the founder of Gallup, and he's in a 14-piece band. And by the way, he also runs the number one steakhouse in Nebraska.
Has a market out here, by the way.
Yes, has a market here in Ashland.
Meat market,
Just think about that. That's a lot going on.
Some people just have so much talent.
I got to talk to the band. Me. I got to make sure I'll check in over at Gallup because I started that, and I ran it, and I invented it. And then I'm also going to make sure I'm here to wash dishes if needed.
And beer at 5 in the morning for this remote broadcast.
Phil.
Thank you, Phil.
The market, in short, has meats and cheeses.
Meats and cheeses. And bourbon.
Ruhlman bourbon. And ham salad.
Ham salad really caught me. You saw my ears perk up.
Yeah, that's a family recipe. That's a Ruhlman family recipe, the ham salad.
This is from Kansas. From Kansas.
Grandfather's recipe.
This is a legitimate market. You can stop by. As you drive down Highway 6.
And you should.
The time the market opens, same time, is it the same restaurant hours?
6 days a week.
Okay.
10 to 6 10. Monday, or Tuesday, Wednesday, open 10 to close.
Okay.
So 6 days out of the
6 days a week,
10 a.m.
open.
Yes.
When the steakhouse closes.
Okay. Gotcha.
Open say it, Jake, say it. The market's open 6 days a week.
It's 6 days a week for the market.
The hours.
Ham salad from Kansas.
At least 10 to 6 those 6 days, and beyond that when they have the steakhouse is open later.
Visit the market. That's part of this.
I was mesmerized by it.
You should be.
I know
that's when the information started coming in and we started to struggle. Our heads spun a little bit.
Well, that's what happens when you get food in front of you. Yeah. Okay, it is time for Bill's Thrills. We got to get to it. We're behind time. Fire it up, Ben.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, yeah.
Is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrills, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Please call them at 402-730-7387 for all your financial needs and a free consultation, by the way,
okay.
For that.
Okay.
Bill, it is a cool Parenting Tips Thursday, and what do you have for us today?
I know we're up against time. I just wonder if there'd be pushback from the listeners, from the Breakers, if we ever went longer than 2 hours. I wonder if there's any pushback
from
that.
Would you please not bring that up?
I just want to know if there would be cool parenting tips.
We're going to behave today, okay?
Airport appreciation and awareness. Airport appreciation and awareness. Tidbits. For the kid bits. Tidbits.
Good headline.
For the kid bits.
Good headline.
I just selected four. There's numerous. Okay. I selected four. One thing to teach your kids, the massage chairs. The big massage chairs. You see the ones that will do your calves.
Never been in it.
Here's the thing you need to teach them. Just go sit in them. You don't even have to use them. No one's monitoring those. The people who put them in there, they don't run the thing. You can just sit and relax in them and just look at your iPhone in there. No one runs them. No one's going to come over, hey, buddy, if you're not using that thing, you got to get out. No one has any knowledge of those. So in Omaha, there's two of them sitting right there. I sit in them all the time.
Do you?
I just relax like that. It's comfortable. Teach your kids. No one's doing that. That's one.
Can we get a plaque up in Epley?
Yes.
Bill Bush's recliner.
I'm just telling you, you'll see people always walk by. I'm like, well, I don't want to do that. Just sit down. Don't put any money in it. It's a full leather lounge chair. Sit in it.
First bullet point.
Number two, moving walkways. The moving walkways.
Oh, yes.
I use them to gain time. If you're ever caught just standing on a moving walkway, if you are that tired that you only go 1.2 miles an hour. People are walking past you
way
faster.
Okay, what are you suggesting here? What are you suggesting?
When you're on the moving walkway, you have to get on the walkway and you have to walk.
You
don't get to stand on the moving walkway.
Okay, now hold on. No,
I think he's suggesting the moving part of the moving walkway is you.
Yes,
You're also moving.
Now that's interesting because I don't always walk.
It just creates
anyone.
It just creates more speed to where you're going. You have to keep walking. You don't just stay in the – you ever see how slow they go? If people are walking, they're going way faster than them. So it drives me nuts. But teach your people that.
I walk on the walkways, yes.
Yes, here's the next thing.
Bullet point three.
Food prices, home food.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Teach your kids when you go to the airport, food prices are going to be elevated. Deal with it. Don't be all like, well, just it's what it is. I paid $11 for a mini pizza the other day. $11 for a mini pizza. Guess what? It's okay. It's just part of the deal. You won't. Your whole life will not be screwed up. If you're 14 years old and you buy $11 pizza, it's not like, well, I can't get a car now. Nope, you'll be just fine. The next part of it is I saw a lot of people on my last trip. They brought their own food. They had in Tupperware. They had sandwiches with it. That's fine.
Okay.
Absolutely. I'm
on your last trip?
People just all of a sudden like, yeah, if you want to bring your own food, Nothing wrong with that, but understand the food situation there. Last one.
Interesting.
TSA pat down. I got selected. I got selected. The TSA. And here's the deal. Kids, remind your kids, if you ever get to have to go through this with your, is this your bag, sir? Yes. They take it over and do all that stuff. They didn't wake up that morning with your picture, like at 4 a.m., and going like, I'm going to get this guy. They had no idea. It's just completely random. So when you go over there, just stand there. Just let them do the stuff. Don't give them all the palms up and what's going on. I'm not a terrorist or anything. No, just let them look at your stuff. Everything got tagged in mine that I had explosives. They said it's tested positive for explosive in two spots. They had to take everything out twice, run it twice. Like then they come back and they're like, no, you're fine. Go ahead and leave. That was it.
Thanks for that.
That was it. So that's another thing. Just don't get all worked up about it.
Don't get worked up about it.
Massage chairs, moving walkways, food prices, TSA.
Headline one more time.
Airport appreciation and awareness. Tidbits for the kidbits.
Good. Can you think of any other tidbits, Mike, Jake? Any other tidbits Schaefer, you would just share?
The big thing is just, like, be ready when you go through TSA.
Don't
be the guy who's somehow caught off guard that you're in the line that everyone knows
all of a sudden,
that you're
keys? You know. Oh, I got my keys in my pocket. How could this happen?
I don't ready. Have my ID
Have the stuff put away. You know, like, have your shoes ready to take off if you're taking off. If you have a jacket, you could consider taking the jacket off while you're in line so you don't have to make a big show of it when they're like, sir, you got to remove the jacket.
Hey, there was a moment in Detroit one time when I had my cell phone as I went through the thing, and that man that was working lost it a little bit. He goes, it's metal, man. It's like, yeah, I just forgot. I just forgot.
What's wrong with you?
So I'm like, shit. So as I'm standing in line,
I'm doing everything I can to be as efficient as possible.
I have everything in my backpack. My wallet. My key. Whatever. Everything. My phone.
So
it's all in there.
You.
Yeah.
It's metal, man.
Same exact way.
Yeah.
Come on. Okay. Some response in the text line here.
Yeah, responses, too.
We have a lot of response here. Let's see. Hang on a second.
No, you're good.
Someone says, it's not random. They always come for me. Even when I was getting engaged, they pulled out the ring from my bag case and all asked me about it. Cool, guys. They always just want to – they pull me over every time.
Okay,
this person says
he's targeted.
He might be targeted.
Someone says, great take, Bill. Great training for the kids, kid bits,
yeah. Kid bits.
At the airport. Do you ever use the shoe shiner without paying for that, too?
Do you do that?
No, but that's incredible. When you see the shoe shiner, I've done the shoe shiner.
You can't get
before.
Those shoes shined.
No, these can't be shined, but it's kind of lost its luster.
Yeah, I don't ever wear the shoes that need to be shined.
Just remember,
generally, I don't even know that I have a pair of shoes that I'm worried about them being shined at
yes,
any point.
The age is on this end is too far. But me and Sip lived
That's
in the world.
The attorneys of the world.
Yes, me and Sip lived in the world right when you got off the plane, especially in recruiting. Yeah. Right when you got off the plane, you went right to a bank of phones, a bank of pay phones to get your messages, see what happened,
yeah, you
and who you're getting a hold of. Now there's not even a pay phone in an airport anymore.
I don't think you see that.
No, there's none.
Jeff in Lincoln says, Bill, I got tidbit number five. He says, the seat in front of you. It's not a jungle gym, kid.
Ooh, ow, okay, all right. That got real.
It's kind of real right now.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, really dive into this with those massage chairs. Because no one's monitoring those. A company brings them in, they set them down, and they just go home.
Never done it.
Yeah, you can do it now.
Okay.
Just do it.
I can't tell if this is a great piece of advice or if it's pathetic. Tommy says, find an elderly person to help through security. You get to jump to the front. Of security.
I don't think that's pathetic at all. You're helping us. You're helping somebody. Yourself.
He said, help.
What do you do? Just find someone. Excuse me. Look elderly.
Can I assist?
Can I help you?
I'm fine. I don't think you are.
I'm with Connie here. Just helping Connie through. Everyone,
Nothing
be cool. Be
here.
Cool. Connie's elderly.
That's an interesting take by. Yes. Who was that?
That was Tommy.
Tommy.
Anything else, Jake?
Let's see. Ella says at the baggage claim. Don't pack around the carousel. Stand back a little bit. Then
we've done that
you
one.
See your bag.
Yeah,
tough.
We did that one already. Well,
Bill has covered
that.
That
one.
Yeah, I do get
that
right up
there. That was a
bugaboo.
It's like you stand back, and you see it come out, and then you go get it.
God dang it.
The eight people that have their face stuck right there, it's like, that's not mine. That's mine. It's like they drive me nuts.
I tend to get right on it. I tend to get right on it.
Is it because you're worried that you're going to lose it in the maze of which it goes?
Yeah, I mean, you just wait. Just let it go come. And you
that
walk
circle,
up.
It'll never come back through again?
This is a take from Ted.
I guess I can stand back now. Yeah. Bill has taught me a lot of etiquette.
It hasn't been hard.
Ted. Ted informed us on
You're saying there's a lot of opportunities?
A lot of opportunities.
Ted says, Bill, the new massage chairs, they have an alarm that go off if you sit on them too long without paying, apparently.
Really? The one in Omaha doesn't.
Well, that's good. Keep it that way.
They just start up? They just, is
no,
that what he's
they'll kick you off, basically.
Oh, they'll kick
so you
off.
Can't sit here. Yeah.
Oh, I thought if you sat in it long enough, it just start.
That would be nice.
I would like to know the meeting where that happened, the company that puts this together. Yeah, and
hey,
there's a guy sitting there. He's like,
that.
We need an alarm
yes.
for the freeloaders just sitting in our
just
object
you're not
entirely designed to be set.
How are you guys going to make it in life? I think the best thing, the massage chairs in the airports, because I see no one in them ever. That's why I sit in them. You see someone there getting the calf massage at 2:30 in Epley.
That's an option. Yeah,
it's an option. It's an option. You can do it.
Really? Jake, have you ever done that?
No.
I'm a little
at the
surprised.
Airport?
Yeah.
Why is it, am I bougie or something? Or what?
A little bougie, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You think I just go in there and, hey, I want to pay for all this stuff at the airport?
You've lost a lot of weight. So
apparently, yeah. Famous to lost 20
drop
pounds.
30.
Yeah. I guess
do
so.
They not have them at the Amtrak station?
I didn't see an did not see a reclining chair there. No, didn't see a massage chair at all.
That's
correct. That is Bill Thrill, sponsored by Dirk Scott and Ty.
Thank
at
you.
Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. We'll have one final segment here live from Ruhlman Steakhouse, just south south side of Highway 6.
Are you going to eat that steak there?
I'm going to eat it.
Okay.
We'll be back with one final segment. The Spillover with Schaefer is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.